I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 4:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Skin color and gender will no longer be considered as health officials prioritize who gets certain COVID-19 treatments. The state made changes to their risk assessment calculator. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, the FBI is wrapping up an investigation into Gabby Petito's death. They say a notebook found with the remains of her fiancé confirmed that Brian Laundrie was responsible for her death in Yellowstone back in August. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We do have a new accident. This is going to be southbound on Highway 224 at Holiday Ranch Loop Road at Park Avenue. Now, this is in Summit County. It is blocking two right lanes of traffic in the valley. An accident southbound I-15 about 6 South, but the delays have cleared. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The storm continues its move south. I'm Brett Benson.
It's 39 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. In what some might call a horse has already left the barn moment, a federal judge in Texas, a Trump appointee, has ordered a stop to the federal government enforcing President Biden's requirement that federal workers without qualifying exemptions be vaccinated for COVID. The White House points out that 98% of federal workers are already vaccinated. ABC's Andy Field in Washington.
A Texas federal judge writing that he doubts the Constitution would let a president on his own force millions of federal employees to undergo a medical procedure in order to keep their jobs. President Biden mandated federal workers do just that with his vaccine order. The judge freezing that order, saying those suing to stop the Biden vaccine mandate are likely to succeed at trial.
The Justice Department says it'll appeal. Touting his infrastructure law that aims to upgrade roads, bridges, public transit, internet, and more, President Biden at the U.S. Conference of Mayors in Washington.
The infrastructure law is a perfect example of what we can achieve when we tackle problems the way mayors do. Everybody in America knows we've fallen behind in infrastructure. So we came together, Democrats and Republicans, and did something about it.
At a conservative event in Austin, Texas, Senator Ted Cruz told his fellow Texans he heard Democratic Senator Joe Manchin, who's helped sink voting rights and other Biden legislation, was fundraising in the Lone Star State.
So people ask me all the time, is Manchin going to become a Republican? Look, I hope so. I would love it. John has asked him to. I've asked him to. Every Republican has asked him to.
They met and talked more about Ukraine. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. No breakthrough reported. The U.S. is blocking some flights by Chinese airlines in retaliation for China canceling more than a dozen flights there by American carriers. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Grand County authorities are begging people, stop sharing information on social media about the murder of that newlywed couple outside of Moab. They're saying it's making their investigation that much harder. Well, joining me live now is investigative reporter Dave Cawley, the host of the Cold podcast. Dave, great to have you on again. Your experience investigating cold cases could probably shed some light here. What can you tell me?
I certainly think, Jeff, we're looking at a situation where you have frustrated law enforcement on several fronts. The Grand County Sheriff's Office have clearly been hearing a lot of that conjecture that's been going on social media, people who want to believe that Brian Laundrie, who killed Gabby Petito, around the same time frame that these two women, Kylan Schulte and Crystal Turner, were discovered outside of Moab, that these two cases are connected. And they have said for months now that this is not the case, but that has not tamped down on that. speculation online. And now you have Grand County coming out very clearly saying, please stop. It's actually hurting our investigation at this point. And this is something that I think, as we see more internet sleuths get involved in cases, is a real threat, a real problem.
So how does it hurt their investigation that people are chattering on the internet?
Well, it can hurt a couple of ways. One way that it hurts is for every tip that gets submitted that claims, you know, I heard something on the internet that so-and-so might be involved, those investigators have to chase that down. And so they can burn a lot of time chasing their tails. The other thing that can happen is rumors become self-perpetuating. And if an officer writes a report saying I received a tip and I chased that tip and investigated this, and then later on, you know, that comes out in discovery in a court case or through a public records request, people might point to that and say, aha, see, it's true, when in fact it was based on faulty information in the first place.
Investigators say they've already ruled out, as you mentioned, the connection with the Gabby Petito case and these Moab murders. But the rumors keep coming up. Any insight on that?
You know, people latch on to ideas. Sometimes they want to believe something. You know, in the news business, there's a saying that often is said somewhat snide, don't let the facts get in the way of a good story. And it's just, I think, important for all of us publicly, as we follow along in these cases and try to help out, that we keep facts in mind and not be in a position of sharing stuff that may or may not be true.
But Dave, seriously, is there any chance that just because police asked, people are going to stop gossiping?
You and I both know that Twitter and Reddit exist. That's going to continue. We got to do our own part individually to not be part of it.
All right. Thanks a lot. The host of the Cold Podcast, Dave Cawley, joining us live. We appreciate you. KSL News Time 420. It's time for Triple Team Traffic. Straight to Ricky Meese.
Delays have cleared, but we still have the final cleanup of this accident. Southbound I-15, approximately 6 South. It's out of traffic over to the left. In fact, you have a delay-free drive on southbound I-15 from downtown all the way to Draper and Bluffdale, looking good on the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways. Michelle?
We have a crash southbound Highway 224 at Holiday Ranch Loop Road. This is Park Avenue in Summit County. The two right lanes are blocked. You're going to see delays in the area. For drivers on I-15 in Utah County, that's again running at posted speeds right now. And also seeing overall Bangor Highway in good shape, a little slow around the 201. Steve?
And I-15 zipping along at full speeds northbound between downtown Salt Lake City and Willard Bay right now. We are seeing big backups on westbound Riverdale Road in Riverdale right now between 700 West and the I-84 ramps. Meantime, all clear on northbound 215 on the west side belt, and you've got a good drive on Legacy as well as Highway 89. Book your winter escape today at Red Cliffs Lodge in Moab. More at redcliffslodge.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. We have the 7-day forecast. Kristen Van Dyke is here, and it looks nice this weekend.
Yeah, not so bad with all that soupy haze around. So we'll get a little break from that. We'll see air quality from yellow to green for the weekend. Highs will be in the upper 30s, overnight lows in the low 20s, and we'll see sunshine with blue sky. And then going into next week, get used to the dry pattern. No more systems in sight for now. We'll keep highs in the upper 30s and low 40s, overnight lows in the low to mid 20s, and we'll probably start to see that haze building in Monday and continuing to grow through next week.
All right, I hear about haze. I hear about clearing air. The one word I don't hear in your 7-day forecast is snow.
No.
Is it anywhere? The 21-day forecast.
Maybe the first day of February. There's some indication in the long range.
Wait, are you being serious?
I'm being serious. Yes.
The first of February. All right. It's 39 degrees. Yeah. Kristen, have a great weekend. KSL News Time 422.
Imagine what it would be like if when you bought your new carpet for your home, that's all you paid for. Now imagine shopping for your new carpet at Ogden's Flooring and Design. It's the big free labor sale, and it's going on right now at Ogden's Flooring and Design. Truckloads of top quality carpet in the latest styles and colors with the lowest prices of the year. Throw in free labor? What a great combination. Buy your carpet now and get it installed for free. That's right. You buy your carpet and Ogden's Flooring will install it free. This also includes a lifetime labor warranty. It's also the grand opening of Ogden's Flooring and Design in Park City, going on February 1st. Increase the value of your home with an affordable look. Request your free consultation today. And don't forget, it's the big free labor sale. Visit ogdensflooring.com. ogdensflooring.com.
For every room in your home, Ogden's Flooring and Design. If you've ever experienced running out of hot water before your shower was done, or hard water spots on dishes and fixtures, I've got a deal you might be interested in. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and you probably already know that a tankless water heater and a water softener solve both issues. If you've ever thought about looking into getting a tankless water heater, here's the deal I was talking about. Through the end of February, we're including a free water softener with every new tankless water heater we install. The best part of this deal might be that you never have to worry about being the last one to the shower again, or that you don't have to waste the money keeping 40 to 50 gallons of water hot 24/7. To take advantage of this deal, call Any Hour Services before the end of February. The visit's free, and there's no obligation to buy. If you decide to have us install a new tankless water heater, we'll throw in the water softener for free. That's right, a free water softener when you purchase a tankless water heater. Pick up the phone and call Any Hour Services right now for all the details. 801-443-7400. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
SDP Personalized Planning helps Utah business owners become work optional through custom planning and tax reduction strategies. Schedule your appointment at sdputahadvisors.com. sdputahadvisors.com.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be shared with friends or family. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Struggle is pitting state lawmakers against county health departments.
When I talked to my 7-year-old daughter about wearing a mask to school, she personally broke down in tears.
The county's defending local control.
All I'm trying to do is ensure the health and safety of our residents.
It was a very spicy debate between Democrats and Republicans.
Since it's a joint resolution, the governor can't veto it. Listen 3 and 4 times a day for updates to KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
We're watching Utah's money. Lumber prices are more volatile right now than they've been since World War II. Prices fluctuated 12% since January 2020, but in the 70 years before that, they only fluctuated about a third of a percent. KSL Drive's Consumer Reports and the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety are both planning to start rating for driver assistance systems, like Tesla's Autopilot and GM's Super Cruise. For years, there's been a debate over whether those systems really make driving safer. Your old underwear could soon have new life. I kid you not, the underwear brand Parade is asking for customers to send in their old underwear. They've teamed up with a company called TerraCycle to make the discarded unmentionables into new items like furniture and insulation. On Wall Street today, nothing to laugh about. Big drops across the board. The Dow lost 450 points. It ends the week at 34,265. The S&P shed 84 points. The NASDAQ fell 2.75%, losing 385 points. KSL News Time 427. Another death from the entertainment world. Comedian and actor Louis Anderson is dead at the age of 68. More from ABC's Jason Nathanson.
We knew the end was near. Comedian Pauly Shore tweeting Thursday night that he'd been invited to say his goodbyes to Louis Anderson in the hospital in Las Vegas by Anderson's sisters and close friends. On Tuesday of this week, we learned that Anderson was undergoing treatment for blood cancer, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. We're told he died Friday morning in Las Vegas from complications due to cancer.
Didn't he host Family Feud for a time?
Yeah.
KSL News Time, 427.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.